In the history of American popular song, if Cole Porter and George Gershwin captured the sound of the city, then Hoagy Carmichael was the voice of the heartland. From Stardust to Skylark, from Georgia on My Mind to Heart and Soul, Hoagy Carmichael's songs are now American standards. Born at the turn of the 20th century, his long career began in the Roaring Twenties with college dance bands and continued on America's bandstands and in Hollywood movies. Carmichael died in 1981 and was laid to rest in the place he considered home, Indiana. There's a new biography of Hoagy Carmichael, as well as a new CD with cover versions of some of his beloved and rare tunes. Both are called Stardust Melody. Richard Sudhalter wrote the book and appears on the CD. He's a trumpet player. He says one image comes up again and again in Carmichael's songs, home. Hoagy's father was an itinerant laborer who moved the family from place to place, so the concept of home was very important.
Home is the place where you find repose, you find peace, you find sanctuary. The theme runs so consistently throughout his music. I mean, think for a moment of Lazy River, which describes someplace where you can lie under the shade of a kind old tree and just watch the clouds. Or Moon Country, I Know Where the Peach Trees Bear a Harvest All the Year Round. Indiana, which is, of course, his birthplace. And so forth and so on. If there is a leitmotif in Carmichael's music, that's it.
Can't get Indiana off my mind. That's the place I long see. Back in Indiana, I will find all the folks so dear to me. How I'd love to see that lazy river, stop and give her my love.
He often turned to these Hoosier origins, whether or not he romanticized them or not. He's someone who actually incorporated his Indiana roots into every aspect of his music, right? Not just his themes.
When Hoagy was engaged by Howard Hawks for a role in To Have and Have Not, he actually fabricated the character you see on the screen out of what he knew of Indiana people, traditions, the past, sights, sounds, smells that were very much part of his life when he grew up. A kind of laid-back, seen-it-all way of looking at life.
He played Cricket, the saloon pianist, and that image of him, the fedora is back on his head, he's leaning over the piano in the rumpled white shirt with a cup of coffee on just above the keyboard, an ashtray.
What is that you're playing?
Did you say something?
Yeah, what's the name of that tune?
I hasn't got a name yet. I've just been fooling around with the lyrics. They're not so hard either. Would you like to hear them?
Sure.
Did he cultivate that image afterwards?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yes. He invented, through hard work, through thought, a character called Hoagy Carmichael. And we have some evidence to that as well. If you go back to the late 30s. He made a few appearances in music shorts in the movies. Didn't have much of a speaking role, but he comes across as a lot more nervous and ill at ease a character than he does in To Have and Have Not and subsequent pictures.
Was the character, to a certain extent, protection for him? I mean, he was a self-effacing guy. Did it come from self-doubt?
There was a combination of envy and self-doubt that drove him. For the first part of his career, he looked upon himself as what he called a runner, you know, running here, running there, always afraid that he was at heart a fraud and that somebody would find him out, mainly because he looked around and saw people like George Gershwin, who seemed to be so technically adept and so flashy and so sure of themselves.
It is so curious because George Gershwin loved Hoagy Carmichael's music, and Hoagy Carmichael thought that Gershwin was everything that he was not. The discovery of so many of his songs that a lot of us never knew existed. 1937, a song called Moonburn, which is just this side of a little novelty number.
I'm gonna get a moon burn when I'm with you tonight. So very soon I'll moon burn when you hold me tight.
You write in the liner notes that this never really got out there because of publishing rights, and this is something that was lost because of business.
It was a dispute involving Warner Brothers, who at that time controlled the songs that Hoagy put out. He was under contract to their New York music affiliate. And there was a time in the mid to late 30s when songs controlled by Warners were pulled from the radio, meaning that a song, even that had Bing Crosby behind it, he made a marvelous record of it, and was being talked up all over the place, it didn't get airplay, and the radio played a tremendous role by that time in circulating songs.
I'll ask the glowing stars up above me what your lips will impart, and when they flash the word that you love me, it will warm my heart. I get a brand new moon burn with every kiss from you. And if I have my way, if I can have my say, you'll get a moon burn too. You'll get a moon burn too. You'll get a moon burn too.
So many of his tunes we remember from the 30s and the 40s. 1962, there's a tune here called Big Town Blues. This strikes me as a rather dark and kind of angry tune. Who was the Hoagy Carmichael who wrote this?
A rather dark and rather angry guy. Because although the Beatles hadn't yet hit here, rock and roll had invaded the music scene and really muscled aside a lot of songwriters and performers. As Hoagy said to a Canadian interviewer at that point, I call the publishers, they don't call me back. I call the studios to see if anybody needs a song for a film, nobody calls me back. He was quite frustrated. Little by little, his career was starting to become rather threadbare and oriented on its own past.
Been here a year, and I don't know anybody. And there's a million or more of us. I arrived with dreams of a penthouse just made for two.
Big Town Blues is really the major discovery. Doing my research, I looked for it, found documentation of it, and we finally got to record it. Once again, it's a Hoagy Carmichael home song, but with a difference. It's told from the viewpoint of a disillusioned somebody who has come to a big city, is still living in a basement apartment, as he says in the lyric, with a sidewalk skyline.
Ain't got a dime in my pocket, but here's a match that could light the fuse. So here I go, all aglow like a rocket, leaving behind me my big town.
The clear implication is, I want to go home. I've had it here. And whatever dreams I have are no longer going to be realized, so I want to go back to some place where people know me, where I can get a fresh start, where I can somehow console myself.
Richard Sudhalter, thank you very much.
The pleasure has been mine. Thank you very much, Leanne.
Richard Sudhalter is author of the book Stardust Melody, The Life and Music of Hoagy Carmichael. He also appears on the accompanying CD by the same title. He joined us from our New York bureau.
Where is my penthouse? Where's my penthouse? Where's my view? I'm in the bargain basement with a sidewalk skyline.
There's more about Hoagy Carmichael on our website, npr.org.
I'm in my pocket, but here's a match that could light the fuse.